理课堂听 class.com。
First, smart travelers use traveler's checks. They're easy to change into cash and replaceable if lost or stolen. Shop around and see if you can find some checks without having to pay the fee.
Oh, can I change money here?
I use whichever major brand I can get without the 1 to 1.5% fee.For instance, I can get major name brand traveler's checks free through my auto club or my credit union. Then you have the question of denominations. Large checks save on time and bulk, but smaller checks are sometimes easier to cash and allow you to change just what you need. I get a mix. For instance, for $1,000, I'd choose 5 100s, 6 50s, and 10 $20 checks. Keep the receipts separate from the checks and keep track of the serial numbers as you cash them in case you have a claim for lost or stolen checks.I also bring about a day's spending money of local currency for each country I plan to visit. Just enough to keep me going till I can get to a bank in each country.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So what about changing money? You can't change money without losing money, not to mention losing time. So when you enter a new country, estimate carefully how much money you'll need, find a fair place to change your money, and then buy your local currency. Then, of course, you put your cash in a money belt, your safety deposit vault.Let's take a look at this board to see how this exchange business works. There's a buying and a selling rate. The bank makes money on every transaction. After all the traveling I've done, I still have a tough time conceptualizing who's buying and who's selling. It doesn't matter. We lose. The rates are always changing. But right now, if I'm changing US dollars, I can see I'll get 1.3 Swiss francs for each dollar. And this column shows I'll have to give them 1.38 Swiss francs to get that dollar back.Every time I change, I'll lose a few percent. So I want to change as accurately as possible. Let's say you're on your way out of a country. You only need a little money, and you have only large checks. You change $100, spend $20, and you're left with $80 excess local currency, which you'll have to change again at another loss. That's an expensive $20. And remember, don't change back into dollars between currency, because you'll lose again.As you travel, see how close you can come to predicting how much local currency you'll need in each country. Minimize your bank losses. And another tip. Coins are generally not accepted outside their home country. And this one's worth over $3. Change them into paper, spend them, or else once you've crossed that border, you've just purchased a pocket full of little souvenirs. We've taken care of some important business. And here's an example of how to use a place like Interlaken.It's a great administrative center at any time. But if you run into rain, as we did, use the time to catch up on indoor chores. Take advantage of their post office, long-distance phone booths, banks, tourist office, shops, and so on.